Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Kendall, coming to you, bringing you stories from around the world of boys and girls just like you. As I sit on their bedside table, a glowing candle, telling them stories of the world and of themselves, so I now sit on your bedside table, talking to you, telling you stories from children around the world. What does a candle do? Well, a candle is a lovely glowing vehicle that sends light to all the nooks and crannies of the room. And I went to one house, and there was a little girl there. Her name was Madeline, and she was sitting in the edge of the room, on the edge of her bed, all alone. And she had a candle glowing on the bedside table, but she was all alone. And I said to her, "Madeline, why are you all alone?" And she said, "Well, I'm all alone because my mommy is at work, and my daddy, I don't know where daddy is, and I have no friends to play with, and so I must just stay here in my room and be a good girl, do my homework, and do what I'm supposed to do, because my mommy says that's what good girls do." And you know, Mr. Kendall, it's kind of boring being all by myself. I'd love to be with all my friends and play with them and have a good time with them. And Mr. Kendall, like I did, said, "Well, Madeline, you have the best friend in the world." And Madeline says, "Oh, who's this?" And I said, "That's you. You are the best friend that you can ever have." And she said, "Well, it's kind of lonely with just me as my friend." And I said, "Yes, that's true. For a 9-year-old girl, being all by yourself, sitting at home, waiting for mother to come home from work, doing your homework, paying attention to the things in your room, yes, it can be quite lonely. But you know, Madeline, you live way out here in the woods. And all around are woods. And the school bus drops you off, and you come home, and you're all alone. And as you're all alone, there's only the rustle of the wind in the trees. There's only the coyote shouting to the hilltops, saying, 'Hey, I'm out here. Won't you come out and play?' And you think to yourself, 'Playing with a coyote would be better than playing with nothing.' And I say, 'Forget it, Madeline, forget it. Coyotes aren't all that much fun. They just think of eating things. And, of course, they won't eat a little girl, but they do like to eat rabbits and other small creatures. And eating is their main conversation. Now, Madeline, think of what you like to do for yourself. If you had friends here, what would you be doing?' 'Well, we'd be playing games.' 'Well, Madeline, aren't you supposed to do your homework?' 'Yeah, but it doesn't take all the time.' 'Well, let's just say now you're going to do your homework, and you do your homework and you have a lot of fun because your teacher inspired you on so many wonderful things about your class. Remember? Remember how she told you that people who live down in the tip of South America and Tierra del Fuego, that they live there in the ice-cold weather, summer and winter. There's really no summer. It's always winter and always cold. And they go swimming in the ocean, and they fish in the ocean, and they take the fish home and they cook it and eat it. And wasn't that interesting?' 'Yeah, it sure was. I like the idea that they didn't wear any clothes all year round.' 'Well, how do you think they stayed warm?' 'Well, they stayed warm because they didn't think cold.' 'Do you think that really works?' 'Sure, sure, our teacher said it works.' 'Well, what do you think? Do you think it works?' 'Well, I'd have to work on it a little bit.' 'Well, you know, Madeline, all the things your teacher teaches you are things that, if you put them into practice, then they will become something very real and very wonderful for you. Have you tried that? Well, it's kind of hard to put into practice running around with no clothes on in this Northland because it's cold. Well, I didn't mean that so much. I meant all the other things that your teacher teaches you. She teaches you how to understand people in other countries. She teaches you how to look at the world and how to see the world as a beautiful, wonderful place. She teaches you all about these exciting things. Now, didn't she teach you all about mathematics and how exciting mathematics can be? And did she ask one of the class members to go to the board and say, okay, now we're going to go to the grocery store and we have $10 to spend. Now, what can we buy with $10 at the grocery store? And so, first, let's look at things that we have to have. We have to have some meat. We have to have some butter. We have to have some bread. We have to have some vegetables. Now, how much meat, butter, bread, vegetables can we buy with $10? And how far will it go? Will it feed the family for one day or 2 days? How far will it go? And you were the first one, Madeline, to say, not very far if you don't use good judgment. And then the teacher said, Madeline, why is that? And you said, well, you look for the coupons in the newspaper. And the teacher said, Madeline, you're wonderful. You're a genius. And then, Madeline, remember you said, and when you go to the store, you see if there's any store specials that they have. Now, you're only buying a few things, so you don't have to look at everything. You only look at the things that you're buying. And then you get the best buy for your money. And the bread is going to cost you a specific amount of money. That doesn't change too much in price. So you buy a loaf of bread and it costs $1.50. That's done. Now the vegetables, they don't have to cost too much, but this is the cold season of the year and perhaps they cost more. Yeah, that's what I told the teacher, that the vegetables have to come from other areas because we don't raise them up here in this area. And your teacher said, Madeline, you're brilliant. And what did you say? You said, well, some vegetables are better to buy in the cold season than others. And then you name some of them, spinach, carrots, lettuce, and all sorts of things like that. Well, it turned out that you could buy, lots of wonderful vegetables for $5. And that was pretty good. And then you went to the meat department and you looked at the hamburger. You looked at the lamb. You looked at the chicken. You looked at the turkey. You looked at all the things they had. And you thought to yourself, now, how can we buy enough food for Mom and me, for two of us, for a good dinner, and maybe for two meals, or three. Wow, three? Whoa. And so you looked at the lamb, and you looked at the hamburger, and that was kind of expensive. But the chicken, that was not too expensive. And the turkey, right now they're having a sale on the turkey, and it's very inexpensive. Now, do you want to eat turkey for a couple days? Sure, why not? And so you said, we will buy a lot of turkey. And so you bought $4 worth of turkey. Now you still had some money left over. Now you didn't realize you could do that. And the money you had left over, you said, let's buy some sweet, a cake maybe. And little by little, you went through the cake department. And then you saw the day-old cakes. And the day-old cakes were half price. And then you saw the two-day-old cakes. My goodness, two-day-old cakes. And we often have cakes at home 2 or 3 days, maybe a week. And so you thought, there's nothing wrong with a two-day-old cake. And so you bought a two-day-old cake for 50 cents. And when you got done, you had enough for taxes. You had enough for all the things that had to be done. And your teacher said, Madeline, you are wonderful. You are a beautiful shopper. Yes. Now, Madeline, as you do your homework, you go in your textbook and it asks you questions. How much money do you spend for groceries? Just like you had it in school. And now, try to be a little different so you can learn a little something new. Gee, Mr. Candle, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes, Madeline, it is a lot of fun.
And Madeline paid attention to all the beautiful ideas that came from her own mind. Madeline learned how to be alone. She learned how to play alone. She learned how to do her schoolwork alone. Now you say to yourself, what was Madeline doing alone in the house with a candle on the bedside table? Well, in this north country that they lived in, they didn't have any electricity, and they had to use a candle for light. Just like President Abraham Lincoln had to study by candlelight and by firelight. And Madeline studied by candlelight. And when her mommy came home, Madeline said, Mommy, Mommy, guess what? And the mother thought, my goodness, I wonder what. And she said, I had a visit from Mr. Candle. You didn't let anybody in the house, did you, Madeline? No, no. Mr. Candle came when I lit the candle. And he told me all the things I was doing were good. He told me that I was learning so well in school. He told me that life is just a lot of fun. Can I meet Mr. Candle? Well, I don't know. Come on upstairs. And she took her mother up into her room, and the candle was still glowing and reflecting itself in the window. And her mother said, Mr. Candle, are you still here? And the voice came out of nowhere, Yes, but now I have to leave, because it's time for the Sandman to come.
Oh, is it so late already?
Now, Madeline, you jump into bed and snuggle your mommy and get ready to go to sleep, because it's Sandman time.
But she didn't have her supper yet.
She'll be all right. Okay, now, Madeline, close your eyes. There comes Mr. Sandman. He's dropping the pixie dust all over you, and he's saying, Madeline, go to sleep now. Have wonderful dreams. And remember, Madeline, you're a master at mathematics. You're a master at arithmetic. You're wonderful, Madeline. You know how to play alone and enjoy yourself. And with that, I said to Madeline, well, sweetheart, I have to go now. There are other boys and girls around the world that I go and visit. So you have a happy dream, and I'll be back to visit you another day. So you just be a happy girl and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.